انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM. Here with you today, Rama. And I will be talking about differences in cultures. So I want to start first by introducing myself to all of you. My name is Rahma Deed. I have graduated at Rutgers University, New Brunswick, in New Jersey, in the United States, with a degree in material science and engineering. And I currently work as a graduate research assistant at the American University in Cairo, doing my master's degree in nanotechnology. And now I want to introduce the name of the program. The name of the program is Compelling Difference. In the dictionary, the word compelling means provoking interest and attention. And if an argument is compelling, this means that it's so strong that it makes you believe in it. So we have the second word, the word difference. Difference surrounds us everywhere. I cannot imagine a world where everyone talks the same, thinks the same, and prays the same way. So, a difference is not a reason to disrespect or exclude each other. Difference can be provoking discussions, and difference can be a way to express ourselves. So, how this program will work? That actually, before each episode, we will have a question of the episode. And on our page on Facebook, on Radio 90s FM page, and everyone can share their opinion answering the question of the episode. And you can actually contribute the program by calling us on 01-000-427894. If you are calling from US and Canada, you can add the code of Egypt 002. To answer the question of the program again, you can log in to Facebook using the hashtag Compelling Difference. During my lifetime, I was so lucky to experience different transitioning between different places. So when I was 18, I was in a segregated all-girls school in Damietta called the Luzi Secondary School. Then I transitioned to Zuwair University of Science and Technology in Cairo. Then I transitioned to Rutgers University, New Brunswick. So we have Damietta, Cairo, New Jersey, passing by Alexandria, Mansoura, Aswan, Washington, New York City, upstate New York, and Pennsylvania. So my experience were in these places, experiencing differences in culture, religions, and in many other aspects. So what we aim at in this program is shrinking the gap between the American culture and the Egyptian culture, and making the transition easier for Egyptians who want to live in the America, and making the transition easier for Americans who want to live in Egypt. We also aim at shrinking the gap between Egyptian immigrants and their children who have two identities, an American one and an Egyptian one. And if you don't plan to visit the United States soon, just be exposed. Just be exposed to a different culture and a different community that's different from your own. And to make this program a safe space for everyone, let's have some rules. The first rule is, honesty goes hand in hand with transparency. We will not talk about America that you dream of, and we will not talk about Egypt as you want it to be. We will talk about reality. So please bear and be patient. The second rule is mutual respect with no judging. Everyone is different and we are not the same. And so it's very hard to claim that you're having the ultimate truth. So there is no reason to call each other names because we are different. The third and the last rule is your opinion matters. So again, please share your opinion and your experience on our Facebook page. So have you ever thought why we experience culture shock? And have you ever thought what are the main examples of culture shock for Americans who come to Egypt and for Egyptians who go to America? Have you ever thought what are the factors that contribute to experiencing culture shock? And how can we lessen the effects of culture shock to be more productive in our new communities? We will discuss all of this and more when we're back.
To be beautiful, she goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain. Cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect, she don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. Oh,
and welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM. So the question of the episode was, have you ever traveled outside of Egypt? If yes, how was your experience? We got some responses on our Facebook page. So we got a response from Aya Atman saying, yes, I traveled once, hopefully to do it again and see new places. It was nice and new experience. New culture and different people. The most thing I like was depending on myself and how I manage my issues. Aya, you got a great point. Depending on yourself is a great point, and actually you got to discover yourself. So we will continue our topic. So what's culture shock? Culture shock is basically the feeling of anxiety, discomfort, disorientation, disconnection from surrounding, and the frustration that you might feel when you immigrate or visit a new place with a culture that's different from your own culture. So why does culture shock occur? It occurs because people are brought up in different societies with different history, different religions, different values, and actually watching movies and TV series about the new culture would not help you much because TV series and movies are not true representation of the cultures, you wouldn't actually know how many misconceptions I got about the American cultures because of the American movies. So what are the stages of the culture shock? The first stage is the honeymoon phase. At this stage, you get impressed by the new culture, forgetting all about the old culture, and even going through self-doubt about your old culture. So if you are an Egyptian, you would get impressed by how green the American streets are. You would get impressed by how people abide by the traffic rules without people honking all the time for no obvious reasons, and without tuk-tuks going against the flow of the traffic. And you would be impressed about how easy it is to cross the roads. You actually, a big one for me was how easy it is to ride the bus without the bus stopping whenever and wherever for no reason. And this would lead me to take ages to get to my destination. I was also impressed by the food variety in the US, because actually the US is a melting pot. You would find American food, Turkish food, Indian food, and all kinds of food. But in Egypt, we don't have this type of variety. And if you are an American, you would actually be impressed by how generous Egyptians are. And you would also be impressed how insistent Egyptians are when it comes to food invitations. You would also be impressed by how history-rich Egypt is, and how much things you can do when for cheap, because Egypt is actually cheaper than America. And you would also be impressed by how tasty the food is in Egypt. However, even though you would find great things that you would be impressed about, here comes the second stage. The second stage of culture shock is negotiation. You actually get shocked by the barriers that you will have to deal with. The first barrier is the language barrier. If you are an Egyptian in America, or if you are an American in Egypt, you will have to deal with a language barrier. So speaking broken English or a broken Arabic would be a big problem, especially if you are around people would make fun of you because of your accent or because they cannot understand you. And other barriers can be the social barriers. So Egyptians might find it okay to talk about religion and politics the very first time they meet. However, Americans think of this as something that they don't feel comfortable with, because they wouldn't actually talk religion and politics the very first time they meet someone. So another thing would be how the bathrooms are like in Egypt versus how they are like in the United States. This was a big one for me. So In America, people don't really know the concept of a bidet or a traveling bidet. Actually, this was a big difference. And also money is another big difference, because when I first went to the United States, I found that I can buy many things with $1 versus the things I can buy with one Egyptian pound. And there's a wide cultural gap between Egypt and America. Another difference between Egypt and the United States is the weather. In Egypt, the weather is moderate. So in summer, it's hot, but it's actually more or less moderate. And in winter, it's moderate as well. But in New Jersey, I would experience the snow, which was a disaster. Another thing is the imperial system versus the metric system. So in Egypt, if I want to express the temperature and the weight and the height, I would say it's 35 degrees Celsius, it's 95 kilogram and 175 centimeter. In the US, I would say it's 95 Fahrenheit, 210 pounds and 5 feet and 9 inches. So this was a big difference for travelers around the world. So things become actually harder for international students because of the time difference, and because they have to deal with all these differences without parental support and without support from friends and family. Another difference between United States and Egypt is the collectivistic culture of Egypt versus the individualistic culture of the United States. So some Egyptians might perceive American as selfish, which I think of as not true, because I would say Americans are more self-sufficient, which doesn't necessarily mean being selfish. So are these the only differences? Of course not. There are more differences when it comes to the work environment, diversity, coexistence, dating, feminism. And we will elaborate more on all of this. And we will actually, we will talk more about ways to adjust when we're back. Welcome back! I want to remind you of the question of the episode. It was, have you ever traveled outside of Egypt? If yes, how was your experience? Hannah replied saying, yes, I have traveled twice. It was a great experience seeing other people with different cultures and experiences. I learned how differences make the world beautiful. Yes, the differences make the world beautiful, Hannah. I completely agree. Ranim replied saying, no, but I want to travel because I think it will be a great experience for exchanging cultures. I hope you will travel soon, Ranim. Mohammed replied saying, no, but I want to travel because I want to know other cultures, traditions, and know new people of different nationalities. Other friends replied saying, وحنا أثرنا معك في حاجة. لا خالص والله بس حب استطلاع. Okay, good luck, Mohammed and Mazen. Isra Abdul Muttalib replied saying, I have. It was like being in a new world with different values, food, culture, and everything in between. Yet it was very similar to Egypt because people are people everywhere. I agree. People are people everywhere. There are similarities, but there are differences as well. So, Isra, yeah, you can share with us what do you think is similar. So Mohammed Ayman replied as well saying, I have traveled to Jordan. It was just like traveling from Monofea to Sharqiya. Most of the people there were Egyptians. Salesmen in the supermarket was Egyptian. Try the taxis, the driver is Egyptian. Try to purchase bread, the salesman is Egyptian. On the street, You hear Egyptian songs everywhere. This Egyptian League was presented in the coffee shops. So Mohammed, believe it or not, if you walked in New York City, you would listen to Mahraganet everywhere and you would find Egyptian street food. So Egyptians are everywhere. So, yeah. We will continue talking about the stages of culture shock. So after the honeymoon phase and the negotiation phase, adjustment will take place. So to adjust to the new culture, you can try different things. You can first try to get the initial adjustments all set, like trying to know the food places, trying to get housing adjusted. The second thing is being patient and knowing that adjustment will take time. So be patient and just keep an open mind and an open heart. The third thing that you can try is trying a new hobby per week or a new food per week, and sharing the experience with your family and friends back home. So if you are an Egyptian, you can try the variety of food in the United States. And if you are an American, you can try the amazing Egyptian food and share that with your family and friends. You can also try journaling about the positive things instead of focusing on the negative things and the missing things. The fifth thing to try is finding a way to relieve stress. I know that in some cultures it's kind of shame to see a therapist, but in the Egyptian culture and in the American culture, it's okay to see a therapist. So, and this is actually something that I did when I first arrived to the United States. I found a therapist on campus to talk about transitioning and to talk about the culture shock that I had to go through, and this actually helped me a lot. And you can also try joining a language learning club. I had also an experience with that because I had to find an accent reduction coach, and this actually helped me a lot because my accent was really a barrier for me with my friends, and accent reduction classes really helped me. You can also try taking care of yourself, so eating well, sleeping well, and exercising are also good ways to adjust to the new community. So you can also try keeping in touch with your home country. But you should do this moderately, because some people would actually go into a kind of mental isolation. They would only talk to their friends and family back home, and they wouldn't get involved in their new community. So they would only talk to their family and friends. They wouldn't talk to anyone. They wouldn't make any friends. This way, talking to their friends and family wouldn't be good for them. So you should keep balance between talking to your friends and family back home and making new friends. And if you got the idea that you want to leave your new country, just think of the reason why you came here at the first place. So sometimes I could get the idea that, Rama, why are you here? I want to leave. At this stage, I would think, I came here to claim my education. I came here because I had a dream to come here, and I would actually talk to my friends and family back home, and I would talk to my new friends, and they were all supportive. So yeah, just have a supportive circle to help you in these bad times. And we will discuss more of your response to the question of the episode. And we will discuss more about the culture shock stages when we're back. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I
friends to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Hey, go. Bring me down.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rahma on Radio 90s FM. So, the question of the episode was, have you ever traveled outside of Egypt? If yes, how was your experience? Iman replied, saying, I lived abroad for a while. At first, it was surreal. Felt like being in a movie. My first 2 years were really something else. I made amazing friends. I had a class about feminism for the first time. After the first 2 years, I got introduced to live off campus. And that's when I encountered racism and Islamophobia for the first time. Iman, I'm so sorry you had to go through this. However, I want you to share more and to elaborate more about what you mean with the racism and Islamophobia. Mazen shared his opinion with us, saying, I haven't traveled yet, but I really want to. I guess it's because it kind of opens your mind. You realize that there is no way to live life. Meeting people from other places will show you that your worldview isn't the same as everyone else's. And I want to have this kind of experience. I hope you well, Mazen. The last phase of culture shock is the adaptation. In this phase, you would feel fully involved and you would feel completely productive at your new community. The factors that affect culture shock would be age, whether you traveled before or not, and how attached you are to your home country and how different your home country is from your new community and your general attitude to your home country. To wrap up all of this, I would say keep being open-minded and keeping an open heart is what would make you perceive difference well, and it what would make you perceive others well. And actually, when you as you grow up, you would actually know more and you would actually learn more about others. So yeah, I hope you have enjoyed this episode and you will learn more at next episodes. Bye!